What is up, everyone? My name is Stu, and I am Bonkers for Bourbon. Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. Contact me, bonkers4bourbon@gmail.com, or at bonkers4bourbon on Twitter, or bonkers4bourbonpodcast on Instagram. I'm a lover of all things bourbon, so thank you, and join me on today's ride. What is up, everyone? My name is Stu, and I'm Bonkers for Bourbon. Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. I cannot appreciate enough the love and support the bourbon community has given to this cast. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. So I cannot wait anymore. I had some other bourbons lined up, but I just can't do it anymore. They've been staring at me for too long. I am going to be reviewing BTAC, Buffalo Trace Antique Collection samples for the next series of reviews. Buffalo Trace Antique Collection, here we go.
Yes!
So you had to wait for that one, right? You had to wait just a second. So for this review, I'm going to start off in no particular order. I don't know why. I just want to start off with this one. Thomas H. Handy. So Thomas H. Handy is a rye. According to the pamphlet, Thomas H. Handy Sazerac Rye. It is the uncut and unfiltered straight rye whiskey. Jim Murray's Whiskey Bible 2018. Named previous year's releases best rye whiskey with no age statement. This year's Handy was distilled in the spring of 2012, aged in warehouses I and L, and weighs in at 128.8 proof. The flavor profile includes hints of allspice, tea berry, and clove. That's from the pamphlet that Buffalo Trace sent. I wanted to once again thank Buffalo Trace for thinking of me. Cannot appreciate it enough. Hope to have this in the future for years to come. So Thomas H. Handy, I had tried Handy once before at a bar in Bellevue, Washington. The pour of Thomas H. Handy in that area. Now, Bellevue is, you know, comparable to Seattle, Washington for major metropolitan cities. I guess a little bit more of a suburb. But the pour of Thomas H. Handy at the bar was $55 for a pour. And don't get me wrong, it was good. I believe it was the 2016 expression. Was great, but was it $55 great? Just for a pour. Let's check it out. I have a glass poured. Now, thank you so much to everyone that, you know, kind of reached out and, you know, asked for samples. I've already shipped out pretty much all the sample I want to ship out right now. I might save just a little bit more for a rainy day or give out a little bit more to some loyal followers. Thank you so much for reaching out. Appreciate it. The samples that Buffalo Trace sends in these media samples, they look big, but the bottles themselves are pretty flat. I measured them. They are 2 ounce bottles, 2 ounce pours. So I got some Thomas H. Handy. Let's get into Buffalo Trace Antique Collection, people. One of the most sought after collections every fall. Let's get into the nose. Well, I guess we got to do color first, right? Well, I'm so excited. Color. So this is a no age statement rye. The color is, you know, relatively dark. Nice dark mahogany, pretty much medium. Not too light, not too dark. I would say it's right where you want it to be, color-wise. Let's get into the nose. Just a delightful, strong nose. Oh, man. So, by the way, they give you some tasting notes in the pamphlet. You know, I don't know really what tea berry is. Allspice and clove I'm familiar with, but on the nose, I'm getting, you know, I'm getting a rye spice. I'm also getting a lot of vanilla on the nose. Baking spices are definitely there. So you think of like allspice and clove. We kind of say baking spices, those spices used in cooking, and very seasonal as well, coming up to Thanksgiving, of course. I am getting hints of red fruit. I am getting hints of red fruit being maybe like a red cherry. This nose is almost reminiscent of like a very floral Four Roses barrel strength as well. Sorry, Buffalo Trace, but it just is kind of reminds me of that very floral note on the nose. Very strong nose. For a nose, I mean, I don't really rate noses, but nose is a 10 out of 10 for nose style. So let's go ahead and taste it. If you're drinking along with me, please cheers with me. As I say, be true to yourself. Screw what other people think and drink more. Words I need to follow every day. Cheers out there. Okay. Just letting that sink in. Boy, for being, you know, 128.8 proof, it's very pleasant. Sometimes those high proofs can kind of smack you across the face. This one doesn't. It's quite pleasant. Let's take another taste. Because why not? You know, the beginning of this palate is actually quite weak. And what I mean by that is that it initially hits your tongue, and it's subtle. It's silent. But then it goes to the middle and the back end of your palate, and that's when it really builds. Now, when I say builds, it builds. Like, it goes exponentially, builds towards the middle back end of your palate, and explodes on the back end. And it's the back end that you really figure out and kind of taste the rye. It is a rye. You get that rye spice in the back end, beautiful baking spices, and yes, vanilla is quite prevalent in this one. You know, again, I'm not sure what tea berry is. I don't even want to talk about it, quite honestly, but I get a lot of vanilla notes in this one as well. Don't get any of the red fruit as I got in the nose, but let's take another taste. You know, I also get a nuttiness to it, like almost like a butterscotch sweetness, nuttiness as well. And when I say nuttiness, it's kind of got kind of that aftertaste that if you're like, for example, to eat an almond, a kind of that dry aftertaste and kind of that meaty body as well. But butterscotch, vanilla, baking spice, nuttiness, and the finish, oh boy, the finish is long. Long Kentucky hug down the esophagus. That's what we look for. Really, really beautiful, really nice. By the way, I will not be adding water to this, not only just because I am lacking the amount of sample and I do not wish to add water. I just don't think for something like this, this rare, this sought after, this coveted, you should really add water. Sorry for those that really like the water being added or seeing maybe how it would be on the rocks. This is something I'm going to love and respect and not add water to. So I'm going to take another taste, basically clean my glass here because trying to enjoy it without reviewing. Wanted to kind of get some taste down before I review it. Just not much left, people. Not much left. Kill this glass. The richness. It really is. This is unlike any of bourbon. You know, I've had bourbons that, you know, start soft and build strong towards the back end. Not like this, though. This is start, you know, very soft and explode in the back end. Really, really nice. Oh, beautiful, 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 beautiful. The first Buffalo Trace Antique Collection sample, Thomas H. Handy, Sazerac. No relation, I believe, to normal Sazerac. Not sure. Call in or email me if they are related to normal Sazerac. Because I know you have Sazerac Senior, Sazerac Junior, kind of like George T. Stagg Senior, George T. Stagg, or George Stagg Jr. Curious. No age statement. Man, oh, God. Again, thank you so much to Buffalo Trace for considering me and sending me these samples. Oh, God, thank you. Made my Christmas, basically. And it's not even Christmas yet. The flavors just are so amazing, so bold, so robust. It's what you get on, you know, that unfiltered and high-proof bourbon. It makes me wish that Buffalo Trace really would you know, put these out more often or just do more. I get the exclusivity of it, but man, that's tough. So rating-wise, I can't get into the value. The value is what you make of it. These bottles, you know, typically on retail will sell for around $100 to $120 retail. If you find one for that, man, buy as many as you can. Secondary market, these bottles are going to go anywhere from $500 on up to $1,000, up to $3,000, depending on what you see. Again, the value is in the eye of the beholder. If you've never tried it before, maybe your value is a little higher. If you had it before and you're like, eh, maybe your value is a little lower. So I'm not going to give it a value rating. Flavor-wise, however, hard to compare as this is the first one so far in the review sequence. Flavor, you know, I'm comparing it to, like, for example, William Lew Weller and George C. Stagg that I've had from the previous year. It just doesn't measure up. Not saying it's bad. No, it's delicious. But as far as like what I look for in a bourbon, I guess this is a rye, obviously. Keep saying bourbon, this is a rye. I'm going to give this a rating of an A minus. And the reason it's an A minus is I prefer the Stag and the Weller from last year to this Thomas H. Handy this year. That's just my personal preference. An A minus for this bourbon, I think, is great in my opinion. I don't know if you can go wrong with any of the bourbons in the BTAC collection, but we're going to find out. All right. So an A minus, oh, just unbelievable. You know, I am a fan. If you do go to a whiskey bar, a local bar, I think, would I pay $55 for a pour? Yeah, I really would. Especially if it's a year I haven't had, if I'm feeling squirrely, if I want to celebrate, if I got extra cash on hand or something like that. By all means, I think the best way for you to do this, rather than spending secondary prices on a bottle such as this, I think going to a bar that offers it and paying the $50, $60 for a pour, I think that's going to probably be your best bet. And if they know what they're doing, they'll give you a decent pour, no water, no ice, in a Glencairn glass, of course. So I hope you enjoyed this review of Thomas H. Handy Sazerac Rye, a part of the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection. Check out Buffalo Trace online for all of their lineups and products. They have many and do more than just bourbon. Buffalo Trace. So next series, we're going to be doing more Buffalo Trace Antique Collection samples. Hope you enjoyed this. Hope you're enjoying your Wednesday, your hump day, your Weller Wednesday. Should have done Weller today, but I've been drinking the Handy, so I wanted to just do that one. So hope you're enjoying. Remember, without bourbon, what's the point? Or rye, what's the point? Keep getting those bourbon gains. I'll see you on the next episode. Cheers out there.